Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties.
Enjoy the episode!
Okay, welcome back to episode three. Again, it's Antonia.
It's Haley.
And Kiara.
And today we are talking about Christmas, because we couldn't wait any longer.
And the holidays. Yeah. But mostly Christmas, because we all celebrate.
Well, yeah, we all celebrate Christmas, so.
Yeah.
It's been on my mind for a while, I'm not going to lie.
Haley's in her penguin pajamas.
Yeah, damn, I'm already ready.
They're so cute.
I've been ready since August, you guys.
Yeah.
I've been ready since Halloween.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I let my birthday pass, and then I'm like,
Christmas is
coming. Well, then on Halloween, and then right after sweater. Halloween, I'm like, yeah, Christmas.
It's like a Christmas sweater-ish. I'm the only one not really
Christmassy.
Right now. My nails.
Your nails, Calvin Klein.
Oof. I got my nails. Yeah, the Calvin Klein top. No, just the nails. I did them.
No, she's
today.
Got like
she's already got the nails done.
Yeah,
nails.
Like, already descriptions. Though. Yeah, red sparkly French tip, white nails, and the little. She's like, we're going to do, like, a candy cane vibe.
Oh, you just let her do
like,
it?
Like, okay. No, I showed her, like, I always show pictures, but then I've been with her for so long, like, my nail lady, that I'm just like, yeah. Like, I show her different designs, and then this design was in it. So I was just like, yeah, do it.
That's fun.
I think, have you guys done your Christmas shopping?
Not my shopping, but, like, what I was getting to is that, like, I make my birthday list, and then, like, I let a few months pass, and then I'm like, okay, Christmas list,
before
Halloween.
You're like, no one got this for me for my birthday, so yeah, it stays on the list. No. We were looking at her listing in class. She has it on, like, a Google Doc with pictures and links. Mine is just, like, on my notes app.
But the thing is,
I used to do that as a kid, like, print it out, have all the links and everything.
Okay, I don't print it out.
I used to look at my mom would get the Toys R Us flyer, and I would just circle all the stupid games
and
stuff.
Well, the thing is, though, like, I do the links because like I've had gifts before. Oh my god, this is gonna sound so bad, but like obviously super grateful for every single gift I get, but sometimes I know that I've asked for something and then they've gotten it to me, like given it to me in the wrong color, and then I have to go exchange it or whatever, because you know, so
I hate exchanging and everything. I always have to make sure like everything is correct or else I'm like,
yeah, because Christmas exchanging is also just it's just a problem, because then they like the last day you can exchange is December 30th for some places, and I'm like, that's literally 5 days after Christmas, like,
yeah, or they only do up until, you can't return on Boxing Day, you can't return on, like, on American Thanksgiving, and then it's only up until, some of them are only up until, like, beginning of January, and it's like, well, it was just New Year's, like, give me a chance, so that's why I want to get everything, like, correct. Because I hate returning stuff, because I'll never do it, and then it'll just sit there, and it's a waste of, like, money and a gift.
No, I genuinely won't do it. If I get a Christmas gift, and it's, like, I have to exchange it, then it's just, like, ugh.
Oh, my God.
I'll just
refund it and take the money.
Yeah,
like,
something like that.
Okay, top three items on your Christmas wish list. Go.
Oh, wait, you're going to have to put me last.
Okay,
I haven't thought about it.
Okay, I'll go first.
I haven't
thought
about
it. Don't pressure me.
Or even, okay, well, I wouldn't say, like, because I had a few things on my list, I'm not going to lie, but, like, I really am trying to up my jewelry game. I just got some bracelets the other day, but, like, they actually remind me of Kiara, but, like,
cheers.
But
started with the gold bracelet.
But anything that's, like, well, I'm really on my gold-filled wave right now. It's, like, it's affordable, and it's waterproof, and it's really good quality. Cough, cough, parents, if you're listening, Ella, if you're listening, anything from Gemlet. Hit me up though, because I have a few things already, but
I've literally transitioned from silver to gold.
Me
like
too.
I have this necklace that's like white gold, but I've really been like gold, like transitioning between, even though like I have some stuff, but I don't know. Gold, there was that test on TikTok where it was like,
are you gold or silver?
And I'm like, I'm gold.
No, I am not a gold girly.
I think you pull it off.
But like my earrings,
but I just don't
like
it.
My earrings are
like
silver or like these are like white gold. And then it's like, but then I go on Shein and I get, or like Claire's or wherever, H&M, and I get like the gold hoops, like 1,000 of them. Because I love hoops now too.
Yeah.
But definitely jewelry. Aritzia's like all over my list, just like key items, because I don't want to pay for them.
Yeah.
Well, that what also else? Makes me feel money. Really bad because, like, obviously my parents aren't going to spend their whole life savings on me, yeah. but, like, all the stuff that's on my list is, like, stuff I can't afford.
Yeah. yeah. So, like, you can buy it for me.
yeah.
But I would rather, like, because I don't know about you guys, but, like, when we, like, my parents like to do, like, a bunch of gifts, but, like, I mean, not really expensive, but just, like, yeah, a bunch yeah, of different yeah. things. I would rather, like, one really expensive, or not really expensive, but, like,
yeah, yeah.
bougier, I guess,
yeah. gift.
And then, like, really? A bunch of little things.
I think like, I'm opposite. Like, I'd rather have a lot of little things that add up, and then it's like, I have all these things.
Oh, well,
is that a thing, though?
I feel like
it's quantity just, over quality.
That's just kind of in general of me shopping, though. Like, I find myself, like, okay, let's say, for example, I want this Lululemon sweater. It's actually on my list.
Yeah.
But it's, like, $128. But then I go, and I'm like, I can't own one item. But then I go, and I spend $128 elsewhere of, like, four things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? But, like, why can't I just commit to that one
thing? Yeah, like, I can't spend, like, $100 on, like, food. Or, like, or I go to the grocery store and spend, like, $70 or whatever for, like, you know, for literally nothing. And then I'm like, I could genuinely just buy something that I wanted, like, really bad that I was just like, meh.
That doesn't have to do with Christmas. But, getting back to the point, like, I guess this is kind of just, like, when you have to gift shop for other people, even for birthdays, but for Christmas especially, like, I have, like, I like gift giving, but I like when I know that they're gonna like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have, like, anxiety when I give gifts, but, like, otherwise.
I think this year, I'm so, especially with Daniel's gift, we're not gonna say it, just in case. But, like, I feel like I got him, like, well, two things I know for sure, like, he'll love because it's, like, his thing. But, like, the other thing,
you got him,
like,
more than just that one thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I'm crazy, and I think I have the biggest budget ever, and I really did it. And I still have to get, like, so many others, but whatever. I did most of my Christmas shopping, actually. This is, like, the first year that I think I did a lot of it, like, on my own. Like, usually my mom will go out for me or something, but I don't remember what my point was, but just, I'm, like, oh, the point was that I'm, like, scared. Like, I get anxiety. It keeps me up at night that I'm like, what if he doesn't love it? Because I love it for him, but I'm like, what if he doesn't care? What
exactly.
if he doesn't want
it's,
it?
It's like,
I love gift giving. Anxiety, like, okay? That's, like, I love gift giving, and I'll literally empty my bank account just to, like, give gifts that I know people are going to love. But then now this year I've had the anxiety because I'm not sure about the gifts where I'm like, shoot, I'm, like, spending all my money on this.
That's the fun thing about lists, so. Yeah, I always show my lists.
See, I love that anxiety. Like, I'm that person that, like, you know, that sounds so weird, but, like, genuinely, like, if my brother, like, okay, my family does it where, like, obviously our parents get us gifts, and, like, we get our parents' gifts, but then we choose one of the siblings.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
To
oh,
do.
Yeah, because so, like, there's so many of you. I only have one.
Yeah, we have, there's four of us, so we pick out of a hat, technically.
Yeah.
But I always pick my brother, and he always picks me, so we just do it like that, because we know each other's style better, whatever. Yeah. And then my two younger sisters, they pick for each other.
Yeah.
And I always like getting my brother, like, kind of like, ooh, he could either love it or hate it. Or like, hate I love it. Those gifts where it's like, I don't know what they're gonna say, but like.
But what are they, what is he gonna do? Like, return it? Like, it's a, like, gift from your sister. Like,
yeah,
I would return it.
My brother would return it, but, like, I don't know, I would feel bad.
It's weird because my brother, I'll usually get him, like, a pair of shoes or, like, a nice jacket or something.
Yeah.
And he's a very flashy guy. Like, he's very calm and chill and quiet. But,
really?
Like, his fashion is very flashy. So, like,
really?
Sometimes if I choose something, like, really neon, it's kind of like, oh, like, it could go either way. Like, it's borderline. Like, I don't know. But he always loves it. And I'm right. And then I'm like, oh, I feel so much better.
I only have, like, one sister, but,
same one.
And, so, like, our budget kind of goes up every year, you know, as we get older. But, like, I remember one year when I was, like, younger and, like, we were starting to do gifts, but it was, like, $15, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whatever. I remember I went to Dollarama, and I got her literally, like, 15 hair accessories for $1 each. And I just made, like, a little box of them. It's, like, a running joke in our family, because, like, don't get her bows this year.
That's funny. No, my brother just wants, like, all hockey stuff. Like, he's only 14, so easy. And then usually my mom goes out and, like, gets me kind of whatever. But we also, like, every year my parents are like, okay, like, we're not gonna spend as much money this year, because, like, this year we're going away for New Year's. Last year we went away,
of course,
because of guys, I'm telling you, once you start going away for New Year's, it's bad. Like, it's hard not to because it's so good. You are too, right? Did I know that?
I don't even know if for New Year's or we're going, like, right like, next day after New Year's.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that flight's going to be, like, scary. Like, you're flying into the New Year. Like, those are usually always busy. But, yeah, so every year my parents are like, okay, but I know, like, my mom is texting me this morning, like, okay, yeah, what size do you need and whatever? And I'm like, no, stop. Like,
don't tell me.
Vacations, especially that they're like, like they're going up in price all because of COVID. Like, I'm like, no, it's okay. But then, like, secretly, I love my stocking stuffers and whatever. Like, we still still do those. Those are the best. Those are the best.
I love my stockings, but, like, I'm just at the point where, oh my god, this sounds so bad. No. I love getting stockings, but, like, my parents love filling them up with little knickknacks, and I would rather them use that money towards, like, a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Quality over quantity.
I really appreciate it again, but, like, my dad will be like, he'll give me a bunch, like, a pack of lens wipes, like, for my phone, which I end up using or whatever, but, like, I'm always just like, this is so silly.
I find, like, it depends on, so, like, my parents are weird in terms of, like, stocking is, like, another gift. Like, if I, that we do, like, the gifts or whatever, mm-hmm. We do it Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then Christmas morning, we do stockings. But, like, say, for example, like, a ring or something, my mom got me a ring. Like, it would be in my stocking because it's just a smaller item.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's, like, a gift.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't, so, like, I might have less stuff in my stocking, but, like, have that extra gift that wasn't given the night before.
Yeah.
Because it's smaller. You know, like, a smaller item. Yeah.
If we do stockings every year, but then what we do after, which, I don't know, I don't know if it's a part of Christmas, but we have this thing called La Befana. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's like, have you? You know it, yeah.
We don't do it.
We do it because my grandparents used to do it too, and it's like La Befana. It's basically it's like an old folk tale kind of thing, but it was like she's an old Italian witch who like does it, not a witch, but like whatever. There's like a whole story that they like sing in Italian. It's like a little, it's like a little song in Italian, like La Befana, whatever. She comes in the night, but she's poor, so she just gives, like, oranges and, like, loose change. And, like, we still do that.
Me too.
And it's on January 6th, and it's, like, in the stocking, but, like, sometimes, like, La Befana puts it outside my door. Like, I'll wake up and be outside my door. So it's, like, a little extra Christmas.
Put in the shoes?
She used to put it in the shoes, but, like, I guess she uses the
stockings.
We don't
do it on January 6th, but my parents,
or whenever,
like,
will
put it, like, an orange and like a toonie.
Yeah,
the
Befana does it. Your parents don't do it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
the
Befana
comes
in the like bottom of my stocking. Yeah. And that's also makes me giggle because I'm like, okay, what is this $2?
It's like a couple dollars, but like sometimes I'm like, damn, La Befana's like, she's not on a budget this year. Like sometimes I get like something a little extra. Like one time I think I got like $50 or something. Like it's funny. Like I'll get like gum and like, but there's always like tangerines and I never used to eat them, but now I do.
Me neither.
So I'd be like, what the heck? And I like throw it out. Like here, take it.
Chocolate oranges are always.
Oh my god, cherries.
What are those?
It's like oranges. Like,
it's orange flavored chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's like so good.
The shape
or
of an orange,
in the shape
and you
of an
smash
orange.
It, and it like they all like
and all the
apart.
Pieces like
you take
out
a piece. Yeah, it's so good. We'll get
you
one.
Both sitting here like explaining it to me. Like, you guys look like crazy.
It's like chocolate. Okay, chocolate flavored. No, orange flavored chocolate in orange slices.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so
if you listen to the
those.
Podcast and you know what a Terry's is, comment down below because
comment
those
where?
On the Instagram post. On the Instagram.
Comment down below where.
Okay. Let's move on from gifts because this has been like however long. Just talking about what
talking
we
about
want.
Gifts, I'm agree.
But why don't we talk about like our traditions? Because like you were literally just talking and I did not know that you do gifts.
Christmas Eve.
Like, that's, like, so interesting to me.
I think it depends when it... You always do it on Christmas Eve?
Like, I have done it on Christmas Eve since, like, I was born. And,
really?
Like, I don't know. We've tried it, like, one time Christmas morning because my brother's girlfriend does theirs on Christmas Eve as well.
Yeah.
But, like, it just doesn't feel the same because
we
all get up, like, Christmas morning, get up so late. So it's not even Christmas morning.
Oh, we
like,
are up early.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like it has to be tradition for you to get up early and whatever because we're used to sleeping in late on Christmas morning that it just didn't work. Like, you're opening gifts at, like, 1.
Yeah.
Or, like, 12.
Do you guys do it with, like, I don't know, do you have a lot of cousins? Like, do you do it with the cousins and stuff like that? Like, different sides? Like, alternating?
Yeah. Well, what we used to do was, like, all of our family would go to our Nona and Nona's, and then we would all do
family presents, like, well, you know, what we're getting each other, the Christmas Eve, and then we would go home and do, like, our like, you know, the immediates, like, whatever, the morning after.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm also, once you hit 19 in our family, you're added to, like, the Kris Kringle thing.
Yeah. We do it.
He's not going to listen to this, so I'm going to say it, but, like, my sister sets up, like, you know, it's, like, a thing, you get a link, you go click link, and it randomly gives you a name, and it makes sure, like, you can't, whatever. Like, I'm not going to get my sister or my parents.
Yeah.
And whatever. And I don't remember who I had last year.
You tell the story. It's so funny.
But this year, I'm like, oh my god, my sister sends it out. Me and my cousin, because she's still getting gifts, but like, we're like looking at it, and it's like, I get my Zio Anthony, and he's like, funny, first of all.
Yeah, funny.
But I'm like, what am I supposed to get him? Like,
oh, that's what? Funny that you do it. Like, we do a game. Well, I don't do it. The kids,
you get white
the
elephant,
parents,
whatever.
Whatever. We think we call it something else, but yeah, white elephant. But so we don't actually pick. We used to do between like our neighbors when we were younger too, like, even because we were like all family friends, like, mm-hmm. you pick the name or whatever. But like now as kids, like, not the kids, but like up until my brother who's 14 till like my oldest cousin who's on my dad's side who's like 22, we do in between that age group our own white elephant, but it's like under $30. Mm-hmm. But I saw this cocktail set at like William Ashley and I was like, oh, I want to get this. And I was like, I don't think I can get this for like my cousin who's like 15. Like, what is he gonna do with a cocktail set? But then my Zio was like, why didn't you just get it? Like, who cares? Like, you can just
I know.
Take it
well,
for yourself. Like, take your
you,
own
like,
gift.
Isn't that how it works? Like, you all get a gift, and then somebody can, like, steal the gift.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But there's only, like, oh my gosh, I love watching my, like, my parents and, like, my Zia and Zios do it. Like, my Nona and Nono will, like, sit back because they just don't really, like, I don't know if they don't get it, but they just don't participate. But, like, I'll watch, and it gets so competitive. Like, people get mad. They're like,
I guess it's good.
Because you can only take one, like, it's one steal per round. So then they get pissed, and everyone's like, no! Like, trying to hide their gifts, and they're like, it gets very, it's like very serious.
Yeah.
But we all alternate each year. Like, this year, it's hard because there's so many of us, and then on my mom's side, like, they have the other side of their family. Yeah. So every year it's like complicated. But this year, Christmas Eve, I'm with my dad's side, and there's like 40 of us. And then my mom's side, I'm with my nonni. Christmas, like, we all do like afternoon stuff. Like, do you do all day? Like, Christmas Eve, you're just with your immediate family?
Yeah.
No, we're like my like
all together.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Christmas, like Christmas Eve, like on the day, is
Christmas
like
day.
Yeah, Christmas. Christmas
Eve
day in the morning we wake up and I usually like do our own gifts, but then on my mom's side because there's like not that there's only a few of us, and we just do like our gifts amongst ourselves.
Well, my mom is an only child, so
really,
like that's why like. Our, like, extended family is, like, literally just all my dad's siblings and, like,
oh,
their
right.
kids and whatnot.
Yeah.
So then on Christmas Day, like, we wake up early enough. Like, you know, like, we still get a good rest in.
Yeah.
But my dad, like, gets up so early. Like, so, I don't know.
I love He's waking up early. I don't like wasting that day.
On Christmas. Yeah.
And even Christmas Eve.
Sometimes, like, we like to either lounge through, but normally, like, on that Christmas, like, day, later in the afternoon, we'll go to the, visit my mom's. Mom, because she's on the island, and it's a little bit harder for her to come down and like join us for the extended family stuff like last night, like the night before, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and you know, going to the island during Christmas is kind of fun, so it's like a different spreads of the day a little bit.
Yeah, I like doing lots of activities, but usually it's like it's always with family.
Mm-hmm.
Even kind of different because it's like New Year's talk, but do you guys spend New Year's with your family or do you go out and party?
Oh my god, this is a
So,
like,
okay,
I know we're talking Christmas, but now it's New Year's time.
New Year's? Okay, so, no, because, well, okay, so my...
This is probably going to be our longest episode because it's
probably.
Just such a good time. this is the best conversation ever. Go ahead.
My parents' best friends, they went to high school with, so there was a group of six, so three guys, three girls.
Yeah.
They all married each other, like, within the
really?
Same, like, 2 years or whatever.
Right.
Then all had kids, which is
us,
and we're all the same ages, too. So, like, we grew up together, and we'd always do camping together and New Year's. So, like, it's a little bit complicated because there's
no, I get
tea.
What you're saying.
There's some tea involved now. But, like, that's usually what we do for New Year's is our three families get together. And
yeah,
like,
so it's within,
to, like, four.
It's within, like, your family friends.
Yeah.
Okay,
what do you
similar
do?
Story, but it's kind of, like, what do you call that? It's like a rough topic now.
Really?
Every New Year's is tea.
Yeah. No, but
really?
So I grew up met, like, my, like, childhood best friend at school in, like, JK. My sister got close with her sister same year. And then, so it's, like, okay, my sister, her sister, and then there's this other family, too. They have a sister, my, this is so confusing, a sister my sister's age, but then they have a girl a year younger than me. So it's, like, there's three of them the same year, me and my best friend, and then the one younger than us. Yeah. So pretty, we're literally all the same age kind of thing. And we've been, like, we grew up together, and we used to do our family trips and stuff together, and then we started doing New Year's together.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, literally ever since I remember New Year's, you know what I mean? Like, and so much fun, because, like, you know, when you have a plan, like, every year we change houses, so, like, whatever.
So that's what I'm saying, you do it at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't do it.
Yeah. But.
Same.
Like, a few years ago.
Mine's
like,
a little different.
It was, like, I don't know, high school. I really wanted to, like, not be there, and I wanted to go out with, like, my guy friends and, like, you know, have some of my other girlfriends that I don't do New Year's with. Like, we wanted to go to somebody else's house and, like, not with our parents, you know what I mean? Like, and it was this whole plan. And I just got so mad because my parents were like, you can only go if my best friend and the younger girl come with you or whatever, because, like, you're not gonna, like, leave them or whatever. And I was like, the other sisters are there. I was like, oh my god. And I was like, my man's there. And they were like, you can only go if they, like, say yes. And so the whole night, like, I had brought it up, and they were like, okay, look, I want, like, we'll think about it, like, whatever, like, maybe, like, we'll do, like, half there, you know?
Yeah.
And then the whole night, like, they never brought it up, and I was like, can we go? And they're like, I don't really want to go. And I was like, oh my god. So I had told the other group that I was like, you know, like, I may be able to go, blah, blah, blah. And they were like expecting me, like, they thought I was gonna be able to go. And then I, like, ended up not being able to go. So the whole fight, like, with all the guys, like, even my other girlfriends that I was gonna meet there, they were kind of like, okay, whatever. But, like, you know,
really?
Like, there goes plans. And I was like, there goes my New Year's kiss. Like, are you kidding me? And so the whole night I was, like, pissed off. And so we've, like, the years after that were COVID. So
see, I never had the drama like this, because every year I spent New Year's in Stratford, where my nonni used to live. They moved here now. Literally every single year since I was a kid, we would do the same thing every year. Sit around at the table. Like, they would extend the table as far as it could go, like, in the kitchen. And it was, like, 20 of us. We would play, like, Pass the King and, like, all these card games. And then we would, like, well, they would drink. I was, like, so young. And then we'd literally watch New Year's on the TV. And then we would all, like, we would sleep over, like, me and my cousins.
Really? Cute.
Every single year, like, my mom's parents. Yeah. Every single year. And then it was just up until the first year that we went away, it happened to be my nonni's, like, anniversary. Like, big milestone anniversary. So we surprised them with, like, a trip to, we went to Puerto Plata the first New Year's, which was, like, really random, Puerto Plata. That was, like, my first and only time there. And then since then, it's, like, New Year's away. Like, it's just, it, like, once you start, it's hard to stop. And then in COVID, like, there was the cap of how many people you could have in the house. And we did it at my house. And we, like,
We did Zoom calls.
Really? We did a Zoom call for Christmas. It was really sad. Yeah. But then for New Year's, like, we, like, snuck in my cousins and, like, my Zia and Zio. And everyone slept over at our house. And we did it at our house. But, like, my friends, like, one friend specifically, she, like, I guess she's just not like that with her family, where she, like, spends it with her family. She's, like, the eldest daughter, and she's, like, three sisters. But so every year she's like, okay, for New Year's, let's go out, let's do this. And I'm like, no, I spend it with my family. Yeah, but for me, the amount of times that people have, like, I'm so popular, I know. But the amount of times, like, people, like, if I spent New Year's with, like, my friend groups each year, like, I would have hated it, because I'm not friends with a lot of those people anymore. So I'm like, why would I spend it with anyone else but my family, who's like gonna be with me for the rest of my life, like, so that's me. I don't really care to go to, like, New Year's party. I had my first New Year's kiss last year.
Me too.
It always used to be like a New Year's kiss with my mom, or, like, hug with my brother. Your girl got a New Year's kiss last year, and it was in Punta Cana, and it was gorgeous. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It was a good time.
We usually stick to the same thing. Last year, my friends threw, like, a massive party, and so, like, the thing is, though, is, like, me and the other two people in my friend group, like, that would go to, like, all hang out at New Year's together, we're all in the same grade and all went to the same school, and we all have the same friends. So, like, we were just like, okay, the three of us will go to this party. So it was like, I was still with them, but, like,
we didn't do the family thing, like the usual family thing that we did, but then the parents went out, and then the other three, like, that are older than us went out. So it was, like, kind of we were all together, but not really, like, but that was a rare, that never usually
happens. That's nice that we all spend it with our families. Yeah. Well, we keep it within the family over here.
apparently.
At this friend group, at this podcast.
Yeah.
But just, I just like doing it at home, like we're saying, like, and celebrating Christmas. Well, I mean, I would love to go away.
Christmas
but, like,
is like home vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine spending Christmas anywhere but, like,
to be honest, though, that's like literally me with any holiday. Like, I remember for, like, my trip to Arizona in the summer, my parents were like, do you want to be gone for your birthday? And I was like, no, I want to go home. For what? Like, what is in Toronto? That's, like, for me.
Yeah, it's like being home and, like, doing, like, the regular things you do. Like, cake and, like, just, like, I don't know.
Being at home. And then your friends are there. Like, what, you're going to drag your friends for a party in Utah?
No. Yeah, I know.
I might drag mine, but...
Guys, what about the presents? Like, come on, this is where this whole conversation started.
Hailey Bieber spent hers in Tokyo. It's, like, today or yesterday. She's in Tokyo. I'm like... Oh. And everyone was wishing her happy birthday, but it was, like, ahead. Because they're, like, so ahead.
Hailey Bieber.
My friend.
Oh,
just my
right,
casual
right.
friend.
Hailey Bieber.
I was like, Hailey who?
I thought you were talking about
Hailey
her
first.
I was like,
yeah.
I was not
I'm
in Tokyo.
Gingerbread man. I just noticed him.
Yeah.
No, I love decorating. Like, Hailey has a gingerbread stuffy right here on the couch.
Yeah.
I, like, love... My house is, like, Victorian. Like, you know, like, that style. And so when we have, like, warm celebrations, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it, like, fits, really fits with my house. And so, like, our living room, I love, like, when we have our tree up, because it just looks, like, classic, you know.
Wait, guys. Mm. The biggest debate.
Are you a fake tree? Is that what you're
saying? No. Okay. I could say
I'm
that.
I'm a fake tree.
But are you the colored lights or the white
lights?
Ew,
white
lights.
Lights.
Okay,
white lights.
Too. Yeah, my family.
I was going to say, if any of you have colored lights?
No.
No, I have
demoted.
You know, my house is very, like... We're in the country, and it's very rustic. Like, everything's wood. If we did, like, colored lights...
Yeah,
no, would not work.
Other That's question. So, yeah, are you guys, like, real trees or are you fake trees?
Fake tree.
Really? I can
tell you.
What
does that mean? I don't want no leaves. My mom doesn't want leaves dropping in the living room.
I'll show you guys a picture of my
pine
living room.
Needles?
Leaves.
Whatever.
But it's not...
Leaves.
Sorry. We would be. I love the smell of the real tree and the vibe of a real tree, but we
just get a candle
and then we'll put candy canes on the tree.
Oh, cute.
So, like,
that are gonna be gone by the end of the season.
Yeah,
I walk past.
I don't like candy canes.
Really? I like the cherry flavored ones.
I like candy canes.
I don't think I like them. I just like them on my nails.
It's just a good supplement for gum. If I like don't have gum anymore,
I guess so. Yeah, minty fresh.
Like the last 2 years, like. We've been going through them, and we're like, okay, we're done with that one. Like, can you get rid of it now? Like, there's, like, a weird elf. I'm like, oh, they, like, tied it in a tree. It's not even, like, Elf in the Shell. Like, he just looks like a gremlin. And I'm like, can he just not be, like,
you
on the tree?
Show us a picture of
it. It's funny. I feel like we talked about, like, so much, but
not
really.
At all.
Yeah.
We were just talking for 30 minutes.
Isn't that usually hard conversation? Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully
this podcast episode
comes out during the holiday season too. It will be.
Yeah, it'll be out like the 20. It'll be out the Sunday, so like end of November, it'll be out.
Yeah.
And then we won't have another episode up until next semester.
Oh yeah.
So we will see you all or talk to you all in sometime in January.
In the 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh
happy
shoot.
New
oh
my year. God.
Wait. Does that mean it's my champagne birthday? I. Turn on the 23rd, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh.
What?
Wait, I thought it was like.
This is staying in. This is actually going on the Instagram. What kind of question was this?
I always get confused.
No, it's my champagne birthday because.
You're turning 21 on the
21
21st.
On the
21st. Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, your champagne birthday is only when you turn your age on the day and the year. So I was like, oh my god, that's so special for whoever gets that. Like, if you turn 23 21. On the 23rd on the year of the 23rd.
But it doesn't. A 2000 baby for that.
Yeah.
So, no, it doesn't work that way. I'm saying
that. It doesn't work.
I just always get so confused. Anyways.
Anyway, thanks
we'll
for
see
listening.
We'll see you in 2023.
See you in the next year. Bye.
Bye.